KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Bad Radio. Happy birthday to you.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Texas tickets.
Only.
At 214-696-8001, would like to bring you...
Well, they're so big that they don't need a partner.
No, they got their own platform, baby, as it should be. They present for you Why Today Doesn't Suck. Check out what they have for all your ticket needs, 214-696-8001, Texas Tickets. Here's Dan.
Thanks, Bob. It's May 24th. According to my research, the hard line is here. Hey, hello?
Now, did you pay for that research? Because if you pay
no.
for research, then you have to go buy it.
Well, actually, I paid for an internet connection, and I printed something off that...
Oh, you're like Corbin, right you're print
says,
and click. You're a print and click guy.
Well, I mean,
okay,
the
then,
date, I think, is available
you,
to all, though. I'm
then you paid for that research, and you have to go buy it.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty safe.
Because you paid for it, that means that it's right.
Okay.
And it also means that it's infallible.
All right. Well, no, all I'm saying, though, is the date is not really up for a big discussion.
What you
argument.
Said according to your research.
Yeah, but...
That this is the date.
I mean, research was really loosely thrown out there, and I really printed something.
No. Research is never loosely thrown out there. Research is research.
I really think the date, though, is more fact than...
Is it
an opinion?
Well,
I don't know. Right now, I'm quite confused.
If the research says so, and you paid for the research, then it is.
Well, it's May 24th, I think.
Well, might want to back off that claim now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm. In my opinion, you know, it's May 24th.
Not the calendar.
All right, okay.
It's your opinion.
And on this day in 1951, Tom, racial segregation in Washington, D.C. restaurants was ruled illegal. Illegal! Can you believe that?
I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing, crossing your fingers and winking?
I am laughing, but I'm not crossing my fingers.
You have both thumbs down.
Uh-oh, here comes Tom. We haven't heard the whole song today.
Will you do this live at Summer Bash?
I am not a weenie!
Well, I think that'd be a hit.
Boy, that would be a hit.
Sure.
On this day in 1844, America's first telegraph line formally opened when
Samuel... Between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore.
That is true.
Wow.
Samuel Morse. Reiner was his sports guy.
That's how Sports Phone got launched.
And what famous words were transmitted?
I know
let's see. Psycho Dave.
I know it was a...
No?
It was biblical scripture, I know that.
That's not funny.
But how great would that have been?
If this was the transmission, if...
I'm vocal for it.
Dave.
So does she say I'm twice in the telegraph as well, or... No, Bob. Biblical trans...
South Africa's fattest jams. fattest jams. 99.2 YFM.
Was it biblical scripture? I believe it was.
It was,
So wasn't Houston we have a problem?
Is that in the Bible?
Or what's the frequency, Kenneth?
Is that in the Bible?
I don't know.
I haven't read the Bible lately.
Mr. Watson, can you come in here, please?
Or we will truncate you.
We can do what they do. It was, what hath God wrought?
That's right.
And then they...
Not with TSL, we will excel.
They transmitted back, do what? And, you know.
But unfortunately, that message wasn't received.
Kind of petered out.
But unfortunately, that message wasn't received because it wasn't on time.
Ah, yeah.
Today's birthdays featuring P1s. Hey, Steeler Dan,
What?
Bob's over here crawling under his chair.
Straightening things over here.
Going David Hatchett on us there.
Ooh, ha. Hey, Hatch, how do you think the Rangers are going to do this year? Ooh, hee, ha. Tough one.
Hey, Steeler Dan.
That'd be you.
Could you please make an announcement for me on Monday the 24th? It is my first wedding anniversary. Grego knows my wife, Mandy.
Whoa.
She's the girl who has to come up and hug him at every ticket stock. Anyway, I won't make it to the second anniversary and want no funeral from P1 Scott.
Well, that's really...
I'm thinking ahead,
yeah.
And we have day one P1 Jared Neal, who says, hook 'em. It's his birthday. What do you think of that, Gribble?
Absolutely.
Not a big fan.
Mr. Sims, I'm a really big fan.
He ran away from me.
Maybe we should start focusing more on Gribble's Aggie career than his South African career.
Hey, football season's approaching.
Something tells me from our meeting there's going to be plenty of Aggie talk coming up here in the next few days.
Boy, there is. But package that. Boy, we hit a gold mine with Aggie talk.
Have we?
Why's that?
Our intern isn't an Aggie. He's Baylor, right?
It's raining men.
Graduate school.
He's a graduate school at Baylor, but he was a member of the Corps.
Oh, really?
Aggieland. And don't you think he pulled off one of the great moments in ticket meeting history today?
Tell you what, he's got balls. Were you there, Reins?
I don't think Reiner was there yet.
This big research meeting, and it was real tense, and there was all kinds of data they're showing.
And all of a sudden,
we have this guy just barged in. And when I mean barged, I don't mean open the door. I'm talking about kicked it in.
Boy, he did.
Goes in and hands these two knuckleheads Chipotle. During a meeting where Kat was conducting and Dan Bennett was sitting there. I mean, it was just, it was a real Spicoli Mr. Hand moment.
It was. And I sheepishly ate my burrito.
Luckily enough happened in that meeting, I think that was forgotten.
I've never seen such balls on an intern.
I respect that.
I think we ought to get that intern around. Let's steal him. We can use him.
He's got senior boots.
You guys need an Aggie.
We've got one.
Do we have audio from that, Dave? We actually had a microphone rolling in the meeting today when that happened.
Let's see.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Dude. Really?
I know that, dude.
This isn't it, though. This ain't where he orders a pizza.
Please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing.
I know that, dude.
I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Did we beep this?
No problem at all. I think you know where the problem
is. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
You.
Yeah, we beeped it.
That's not where he orders a pizza, but you get the point. Elsewhere in birthday history, according to my research, Hector...
Look out now.
Fajardo?
Hector... Macho, can you guess now?
Marinero.
Camacho is 42. We saw his kids.
Spare and spare.
He's a boxer too, isn't he?
Yeah, we saw him.
And isn't his kid like 30?
No, his kid's young, but James Leha kicked his butt. We haven't heard much from him since.
I think he had him when he was like 15, Bob. I don't think there's a lot of difference between father and son.
Wasn't he like 21 or 22 when we saw him, Dan?
Yeah, he's pretty young. That was a few years ago.
No, he may have an older son.
Which would make him 24 or 25.
Bartolo Colon is 29. Joe Dumars is 41.
McNeese.
Jim Mora is 69.
Playoffs.
Brad Penny is 26.
Marlon.
Pat Verbeek is 40.
Former Stars great.
Do you have a bumper sticker that says sign Verbeek? Bob?
Do I? No. I didn't really want him signed.
Bob's reading the internet.
I just got an email that said, whoa, back up. But I'm trying. I can't see what it. Oh, it's not about the segment.
Really?
When anybody emails, whoa, back up. Come on.
Maybe thought it could, miss, could be, because I think I slipped one by you.
We might have missed an Indian.
Gary Berghoff.
I got a few signed pudges.
Is 61. I didn't even know they made those. Oh, back the first time?
Yeah.
Radar? Radar O'Reilly. Plays the drums.
Great knee high. Oh, what Indian great did we miss?
Has a tiny hand.
He does.
He does.
You ever watch him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch that show.
Always
you never see, what is it, his left hand? It's like a little nub. Hand? Like a little knot. Little, it's like arms. The end of a bat.
Baby arms.
Like the small end of a bat. That's what his hand looks like.
That's normal. He's doing that.
It's even got a number soldered into it.
No, it doesn't. 7, 8.
Maybe that's how he could hear the helicopters.
See, we got F-face on the...
Yeah.
Okay, I always wanted to work up where I could have a size 0 bat. When you went from 28 and 29 to 30?
Yeah.
So you guys are too young for that. Y'all never had wood bats, did you? When you played in... Did you ever play with wooden bats at all?
Not oh, really.
Sure. You no. did?
Yeah, as like a 9-year-old?
No, really? We didn't.
Yeah. Back in the good old days when you actually had to use wood. Instead of get it all the time.
Wah. Mark that maybe, Dave. I don't know. Roseanne Cash is 49. Dave, what do you think?
Greatness.
You back like that
her
up.
Psycho? I love her work. She's got a great voice.
Like what? What do you like?
Let's see. Good Lord,
Tennessee Flat Top Box. Tennessee yes, Flat Top Box.
I like those two songs.
You know, at one time she was kind of hot.
But she's had it now, bro.
Yeah, she's probably had it now.
But I'll tell you what, she puts out great stuff.
I saw her when she played Billy Bob's once. She was hot, hot, hot.
Were you alone?
Was I? I was bartending there.
Tommy Chong. See, I'm trying to set Bob up and you're typing something.
I'm doing the segment. You just chill.
I'm trying to set you up with rape softballs. I need some rape. Come on.
All right. I'm trying.
If line four guy's going to take the day off, I need more from you.
I'm multitasking.
Where's line four guy? Is he off on Mondays?
I don't know.
Is he like the bank?
I don't know that research was kind to him. Tommy Chong is 66.
Isn't he in jail?
Was.
He got arrested for paraphernalia.
Bob Dylan is 63.
Made out.
Heavy D is 37.
Bob? Did he contribute any particular famous song, K-Scott? I don't really know of one either.
Who contributed more, Bob Dylan or Heavy D?
Bob Dylan.
214-787-1310. Patti LaBelle is 60.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I know line four guy's been missing for half the segment, but if you'd like a substitute, I'd love to do it.
Boy, where are you from?
I'm actually from England.
Good day, mate.
Okay, you're on. You're our Monday guy, all right?
Okay, I'm on.
You're on for Mondays from now on.
What's your club?
What's my club?
Yeah.
They're undefeated.
You know what's great is that I'm one of the few people from England that's not a big football fan.
You're on, dude. You're the best.
Wow.
Bob hates you.
He knows real sports.
Is this guy usable then?
Is what?
I'm asking he's these others, are you usable?
He's usable because of that great accent.
And he doesn't like soccer.
Oh, yeah, I hate it. In fact, the fact I call it soccer since I'm here just to piss off my friends back home.
See?
It's interesting,
he's got
though.
A great bit.
You said you hate it. Doesn't the proper Brit not use the H sound?
I've been here about 3 years now, so from time to time I'll pick up a bit of the American slang.
All don't right. pick up the pick on this guy.
I hate to admit. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not a Brummy.
I hate to admit it. That's exactly right, sir.
Do you like? Are you being served?
Unlike Tony last night, calling it Hermes.
Do you think Princess Di was murdered?
Isn't that what it is?
I don't know. I think, you know, if it wasn't Princess Di,
I thought it was Hermes.
Excuse me. Priscilla Presley is 59.
And still hot. Elvis had her when
you
meet
her lately?
Yes, I have. Yes. Within the last month.
Was it with lots of celebrities having birthdays today? Roseanne Cash and Priscilla Presley, eh?
Yeah, all sorts of celebrities.
You're off to a pretty rocky start here.
It's a crazy bit.
This isn't the BBC, dude.
Okay. And here's some spare birthdays.
I like this dude.
You know. Yeah, lay off him, Gribble.
Very informational.
Hey.
He's doing the Gribble song. In English.
Eric Cantona is 38. Brett?
I have no idea.
Eric Cantona?
No.
Lay off him, Bob.
He's a Man U star from the old days, I do believe. Ricky Craven?
Bullhead?
NASCAR? What are you going?
Moorhead.
Mitch Kupchak is 50.
NASCAR.
Too easy.
Pete?
Is he a spare?
Hey. Again,
that was an underrated line a minute ago.
Let's ask our crazy line two guy.
That was an underrated line that he threw out there very quick. That was very line four esque.
Mitch Kupchak, spare or no?
Spare. Oh yeah, definitely spare.
I love this guy.
Unbelievably, immeasurably spare.
Oh, what can you tell us about Mitch Kupchak?
That's a good question.
He's got a really great last name.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I have no idea who he is.
It's funny to hear him saying incredibly spare.
He's from England, dude.
Pete Metzelaars is 44.
Tight end.
And it's time to play a game called Is Tom Really an Eagles Fan?
Oh, great.
Tom, this Eagles great, is experiencing his 67th birthday and probably one of the key running backs in franchise history. Now, Reiner, you would know him as the starting running back in the 60s, almost all throughout. But, Tom, who are we talking about?
Tommy Brown? Tim Brown. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we'll give you some credit there.
Jimmy Brown, 67 today.
He went for time two kickoffs in a game against the Cowboys that led to a crushing defeat at Franklin Field.
Does that mean...
Poor guy, he played on some lousy teams.
That evening was... Perhaps the cap gun was... It kind of slowly pulled out of his plastic holster.
Very slowly. It was just sort of lobbed down onto the bed. We unlaced the chaps very slowly.
And the actual gun belt kind of go around the ankles and kind of trip you up.
Yeah, it did. We just kind of let it droop to the floor.
When you're 9, do you chew on a cap gun after a night like that? Just kind of...
I don't know. 16 or 17 then.
By the way, Dan, we have Amado Flores, 34, today, who claims Amado, not Armando, all right, Amado, who claims to have no family, so happy birthday, Amado.
No family?
I don't know.
Too bad. Born on this day, now dead, Fatty Arbuckle.
Fatty Fat Fat.
Wasn't he accused of murder?
Oh, yeah. He was acquitted of it, but... His career was done after that.
Dead on this day, still dead.
Fatty Fat Fat.
He was a highest paid actor in Hollywood for
Reiner.
Years.
Gene Clark.
Birds.
Who co-founded the Birds. And just for information, today's name that Dan slipped through was Bartolo Colon.
Damn.
Tyler?
How did that happen? Worse than Corey Snyder making it through.
You're really going to get it tomorrow.
Is
that your new
bit? Good day, mate.
Trying to sneak one through every day?
It is now. Just reinvented that.
Wow. How do you keep turning this thing over? All right, the Heartline's next.